I wanted to inform you in 2 minutes or less about the job and role of the verger. One of our former vergers, Claire Box, once said, "A verger is only as good as the job that he or she is not seen to be performing." And that's what I've been trying to do ever since I took over in July of 2001, so it's been close to 17 years. At that time, the former dean approached me and asked me if I'd like the job. And he said, "You know what we can do is we'll get 3 people to do the 8 o'clock service and another 3 people to do the 10 o'clock service, and all you'll have to do is the 11:45. I started thinking about it, and I thought, you know, when you start parceling jobs out like that, they don't get done effectively, so I took over. And I'm telling you that because I have been told there seems to be a misunderstanding that there was a committee all set up, and I simply dismissed them and took over the job myself. So that wasn't exactly the same thing. The role of the verger has been put to me as consisting of 3 parts. Number 1 is to prepare this place for all services. For example, and these are things you wouldn't necessarily see, but if we have the service this afternoon, the hangings on the altar and the pulpit are supposed to be white, so they have to be changed. And that's the type of behind-the-scenes things that I do. Number 2 is something you wouldn't see unless you come to the 10 o'clock service, and that's some ceremonial duties in procession. The choir comes in, I'm behind the choir with the verge on my shoulder with the dean or the other priests. And if anyone jumps out and tries to kill them, I'm supposed to hit them with the verge. Anglicans love tradition. But I will tell you this, they aren't that bad a preacher. Number 3 is to train our summer guides. And that actually was a job given to me in 2000 before I took over as verger. So all 3 of these tasks I've attempted to do as best I can, and to meet the needs and the wants of a congregation. I also help the clergy out with weddings and funerals. Now, I mentioned the thing about the committee because after 17 years, I want to let y'all know that the aforesaid committee is not a bad idea. In many parishes or congregations in the States, in Texas in particular for some reason, there's a group that are trained and they share the job. And here, I did not say this at 8 or 10 because it doesn't really bear, but I cannot let this go without saying that Kurt Schmidt stepped forward a few months ago and said he would be glad to help however he could. And basically with this service, it's just being able to have somebody lock up if I have decided to go home, which doesn't sound like an awful lot, but it's very, very helpful, and I want to thank him publicly for his job doing that. So if there's anybody who's interested in looking into helping out at 8 and at 11:45, because I plan to be here for the 10 o'clock, you would be trained, and it's not so daunting as it might sound. Further to that, I would really appreciate if there's somebody who would like to help out with the guides. Now, as far as that goes, I still teach them the tour, because they have to be able to do it in both official languages. But if there's somebody who wants to see about doing the hiring process and doing looking after their pay periods, which is very easy because it's done through the Senate office, that would be a great comfort to me. I'd sort of like to have my summer back for a year, just see what it's like. So in summary, I have to say that the post of verger is a rewarding job, and it's very dear to me because I like to be able to serve God through the congregation. So thank you very much.